Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Joe Messina Show. I'm Whiskey Dave in the chair tonight for Joe, tonight and tomorrow night. It is always my pleasure sitting in for Joe Messina as he goes out and saves the world, doing what Joe does. Only Joe can do so well. I'm Whiskey Dave. You know who I am if you've been listening to Joe. I've been guest hosting for Joe now. My goodness, 2023 will be 7 years, maybe? Eight? Are we going on 8 years? Holy cow. Time flies when you're trying to save the world. Anyway, it is my pleasure to be with you tonight. Joe, as I said, will be out, but you can always chime in tonight at any time and give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Or you can listen and watch online at joemessina.com. Got a couple of great guests coming up tonight. In the first hour here, we've got my good friend Dave Carter, who's coming back on after a hiatus. It's going to be good to speak with Dave. This man, we're talking about a retired military veteran, a private detective, a radio show host in his own regard, special security forces member. He's a historian in the U.S. Air Force. The list goes on and on. 40 volumes of Air Force histories under his belt as an author and a contributor over at Ricochet. So we're looking forward to having Dave Carter, and you can find him at Dave Carter Online, coming on after the next break here in just a few minutes, because we have a lot to be talking about with everything that is happening in the world right now. You know, I was visiting with my mother and my brother, who flew in from out of state earlier this afternoon, and we all basically, outside of my mom watching Bret Baier, nobody watches broadcast news anymore. None of us can stand the let's just call it the childish or even churlish level that the pharmaceutical company, oh, I'm sorry, that the news organizations are spitting out. That was by design, by the way. Yes, the pharmaceutical companies are running every news channel you watch, even Fox News, folks. Don't think for a moment they aren't. Why do you think that even Fox and Newsmax and some of these other right-of-center stations have not investigated the vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna and everything else we're seeing with people just dropping dead left, right, and center all of a sudden? Because they have about 75% of the advertising dollars that the news broadcasters out there need, like some kind of drug that they just have to grovel for. So they're not going to rock the boat because they've got to pay their mortgages. And that leaves outfits like us, like Real Side Radio, Joe Messina, and other folks that are out there that are independent voices, to question what the heck is going on. And we're going to be talking about all of that tonight, what is going on. In the meantime, we've got 2 days until the deadline to raise the debt limit. Yeah, sound familiar? Every single year, it comes to brinksmanship. Congress, however, is not in session. Biden is not negotiating. What the heck is going on here? Now, I'm not somebody that relies upon government gimmies to pay my bills. I learned at a very, very young age from my late entrepreneurial father that if you want to make it in this world, you need to do it on your own. Because if you become reliant upon a check from your state or your federal government every single month, you're never going to get up off the couch. Now, I'm not talking about Social Security, okay? I'm talking about the welfare stimulus type monies that are going out in large. The U.S. Treasury Department estimated that the debt ceiling will be reached tomorrow, and the department would have to take, quote-unquote, extraordinary measures if Congress hasn't taken action. Well, the problem is that the Democrat-led Senate's district work period runs from January the 4th to January the 20th. The Senate isn't scheduled to return until February the 6th, and the GOP-led House is out of session on January the 24th. So if they don't figure this thing out in the next couple of days, chances are, I think they're going to have some carve-outs for Social Security, but the reality is that we're going to be seeing a government shutdown here, which, again, I personally don't have an issue with. Think about it. These are the guys that passed a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill that didn't address the debt ceiling. Why? And there were a few Democrats, Republicans in this 50-50 Senate that passed this $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that didn't address the debt ceiling. I mean, this is insane. This is no way to run a country. And, you know, we've got Mitch McConnell to turtle. He kept the door open to a long-term funding bill, despite the GOP winning the House majority, and 18 Senate Republicans ultimately voted in favor of this omnibus bill. What are they doing? What are the Republicans doing? Why should we vote for Republicans if they don't stand up for the American people? 18 of them voted for the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill that I promise you, not one of them read what there was 3,000 pages that they were given 24, 48 hours before they had to vote for it. It's insanity, and it's an insane way to run the country. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more coming up after the break. We've got Dave Carter from Dave Carter Online. Looking forward to spending some time with him tonight. And a lot more coming up for the 3 full hours here at Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Alright, everybody. Dave in the chair here. Whiskey Dave in the chair for the next 3 hours, as I do from time to time here across the fruited plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. And it is always my pleasure. It's been some time here. It's been a minute since we've had Dave Carter, who is the contributor over at Ricochet, Federalist, Conservative Review, and host of the Dave Carter Show podcast and the proprietor of DaveCarterOnline.com. I should say DaveCarterOnline.com. Everybody go check out that site. Dave, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
It is right. Good.
It has been a few minutes since we talked last time. Huh?
It has been a few minutes since we at least had you on the air. Dave is a former cross-country truck driver, retired military veteran, private detective and radio show host, Securities Forces member, and senior historian in the U.S. Air Force, deployed throughout Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, and the author of over 40 volumes of Air Force histories. And I got to tell you, Dave, you are the one person that I really wanted to get some insight from tonight, as
as what is going on with, well, there's just so many things, whether it's the Biden documents that they've been hiding in the tailpipe of his Corvette, or the fact of the matter is, and I don't know if anybody even realizes this, but we are in a countdown clock right now, also familiar with 2 days until the deadline to raise the debt limit. Congress is not in session. Biden is not negotiating. Is this any way to run a country, Dave?
No, but it is a prescription for Groundhog Day. I mean, we've seen this play out before. I hate to be Johnny Downer here, but my prediction, for whatever it's worth, is that when push comes to shove, the GOP is going to get pushed and shoved. I don't know. Thomas Sowell once said that the Republicans' favorite exercise is running for the hills in situations like that, and I predict that's probably what's going to happen this time. What do you think?
18 Senate Republicans voted for the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill last month, which raised domestic and defense spending, but it did not address the debt ceiling. So what purpose do Republicans serve at this point?
Oh, gosh. Well, the purpose that they'll serve with respect to this is that they'll tell us that they only control one half of one third of the government. I remember this almost verbatim from the last several times that it happened. And therefore, that if we'll put them in control of both branches of government, then they will say, well, they only control one third of the government. So then we've got to give them the White House and hope that something happens. I hope I'm wrong. You know, I hope that level heads prevail and that they understand you need to do the government's finances the way you do your family's finances, if you have any sense. But I'm not willing to bet the farm on it, though.
The conservative end of the Republican Party are calling for spending cuts in exchange for voting to increase the debt limit. But Biden and his leftist allies in Congress, they want a clean increase to the debt ceiling bill. They don't want any strings attached. And what's her name? Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, Jean-Pierre.
Yeah.
She said there's not going to be any negotiating over this. None.
Right. And that is a straight out of former President Obama's playbook. He called their bluff so many times, he had it on speed dial. So he didn't have to negotiate because they would do the negotiations for him amongst themselves and then eventually cave.
Well, listen, I remember there's been a couple of debt ceiling debates since, but I remember when the big shutdown happened, I'm going to say that's 2013, maybe 14. I remember hearing the news. I was in Times Square in New York at the time. And Republicans took the full brunt of the blame, of course, because, you know, we know who reports the news. But do you think we're going to see a repeat here? Is that what Biden's counting on?
I think he's counting on it. I hope that he's really overplaying his hand and that the GOP will have what's a diplomatic way to say that they perhaps don't grow a set? I don't know. But whatever it is, I hope that they do. I hope that he's really overestimating how convincing his win is going to be. Because the fact is that a great deal of the public is just tired of the whole situation. They're tired of this weekend at Bernie's administration that we've got, and his apologist in the press corps and in the halls of Congress. So maybe if enough people get through to their Congress people, there may be a chance. But,
I'm going to play devil's advocate here, because are they, though? Are people really sick and tired of this weekend at Bernie's? We just saw an election where, by all counts, by all measures, the Republicans were supposed to have swept, and they didn't. So, you know, you and I and the good folks that are listening across the fruited plains tonight, you know, we listen to ourselves talk. But does the entire country listen, or are they just getting the drip, drip, drip from the far left media, the mainstream media, and the Democrats? And I repeat myself, I know. And that's all the information that they have, and they just don't care. They're more interested in what Kardashian is wearing.
You make a very good point, and I was surprised at how the midterms turned out. I was reading somebody wrote on Ricochet, and they're talking about how eventually they're playing things forward in a 1984 sort of way, an Orwellian sense, to where the state just takes over. And he says there is security in being a slave and being told what to do and never having to make a decision or take a risk. Welfare states are deeply seductive. We fear responsibility and choices. And so what's happening may be, very well be a reflection on what the populace is feeling, or at least a significant enough chunk of them.
I think you raise a really, it's a chilling, but it's an important point. It is very chilling. And I see this when I'm still seeing in 2023 people driving around with masks by themselves, that people are so easily indoctrinated, and it took months. It didn't take years. It took a few months for people to become scared because they were told to be scared. Now, and this is something I'd love to get your opinion on later, you know, the idea that, okay, well, maybe, you know, the media and the scientists and the pharmaceutical companies weren't being open with us, and they were controlling what, you know, Twitter was allowing to get out there and shutting down all voices of dissent. Do you think the population en masse has gotten the truth? Do they know what's going on, or are they just still living in mindset of 2020?
I think it's a mixed bag. You remember you and I talked before the elections in 2020, in the midst of the COVID shutdowns, and we talked a little bit about the election changes that were unfolding at the time, and we both were very antsy about what those changes would pretend for the general election and how much mischief would take place underneath the guise of COVID voting reform.
Mm-hmm.
And we were right. And enough people went along with it. So Lord, I'm making a horrible cheerleader here, but I do think that this ship has kind of sailed. And I'm not, in a macro sense, all that enthusiastic about the direction that things are going to keep going.
Well, you and I have spoken offline about this, and I want to get, you know, I want to talk more about this over the next couple of segments. We've got Dave Carter from Dave Carter Online with us. It's always great having him back with us. We got a lot more coming up, so don't go away. And again, find DaveCarterOnline.com and subscribe to it. We'll be right back after the break. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
News update. There were some concerning signs about a former Republican candidate in New Mexico who now stands accused of crimes connected with shooting attacks at the homes of several Democratic state officials. Bernalillo County Commissioner Adrienne Barboa says she was worried about Solomon Pena.
I did feel really worried about him because he seemed erratic. He was
spreading mistruths about the election.
Officials accuse Pena, a self-described MAGA king, of paying $500 to four men to shoot at the homes of Democratic lawmakers. The case emerges amidst dozens of other incidents across the country where people have threatened to resort to violence against elected officials. A local SWAT team arrested Pena on Monday. A district attorney in New Mexico will announce tomorrow whether charges will be filed in the accidental shooting on the set of Rust. Alec Baldwin struck and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. A written statement will be released at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Okay, jackwagon, listen to the Real Side Radio. We're coming at you at 72 stations across the fruited plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. And you can find us online as well at joemessina.com and give us a phone call. I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. But right now, first, I am delighted to have returning to us Dave Carter from DaveCarterOnline.com. 2011, Dave purchased his own internet radio station. It's called Tiger Bayou Blues and Rock, and it's heard on live365.com and also on Dave Carter Online. Man, Dave, you are just a jack of all trades, man. You
you think I could find a job and hold on to it, don't you?
Well, they say you've got to do what you love, and that might be a lot of different things in life. You know, speaking of doing what you love, one guy who loves what he does is Joe Rogan, obviously the comedian turned podcaster. And he's floating a theory out there right now that the Joe Biden document scandal could be a ploy by Democrats to replace him. I've heard that from multiple different quarters. A group of gentlemen I was talking with last night are saying the same thing. Do you buy that?
You know, I would not have given it a lot of credence except for my daytime job here. I'm an account executive for a media group and several radio stations. And our morning host at the talk station named Brian Rust was telling me the same exact thing, that there's a plan afoot to find some way to show Joe the exit sometime this summer. And then I guess explain to Kamala the rules of the road. I don't know. I don't see a lot of good things come. I don't know. I mean, I suppose they could do that and then place as Kamala's vice president someone that they would want to run in 2024, maybe. But it does seem a little far-fetched, but stranger things have happened, you know?
So let's talk about this from a logistical standpoint. Logistics being that the Democrats are all about identity, gender, and color, skin color. That's their primary focus. The exact opposite of Martin Luther King's message, by the way, who we celebrated
right.
Early this week. So let's say that happens, and he decides that the tsunami is looking really perilous for him. He doesn't want to fight it. He's going to bow out of 2024 because of he just needs to spend more time with his family, right? I mean, this is what they all say. So that leaves Kamala as the heir apparent, but she is about as popular as a skunk in a hotel room. So
right.
Do you end up with a primary battle? Do you see California Governor Gavin Newsom, who looks like central casting for a politician? Or do they have to go with a person of color, a woman of color, a man of color, or a Buttigieg, a gay American, or something else?
They are so deeply enmeshed in identitarian politics. It's about the pigmentation of your skin. It's about your ethnicity. It's about your genitalia, your plumbing, what you identify as. They want to check those boxes beyond anything else. Now, that's the radical wing of the Democratic Party that has taken hold of the party. So they may be just far enough gone that they would cut off their nose to spite their face, which brings us back to the conversation we had a few minutes ago about whether or not there are enough people in the populace that would go for that kind of thing.
Well, it's the question that I think we can assume that people won't, but then they did just 2 months ago.
Right.
They did.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're barreling towards a recession. You know, the CPI numbers are just creeping down ever so slightly, but they're still 7 points up from a year ago. We're now seeing that the economy retracted 1.1% in the month of December. December is supposed to be when the economy booms because everybody's spending. So people did spend on presents, but they didn't spend a lot on presents, right? Everybody got a present, but they got a $30 gift instead of a $50 gift.
Correct. Right.
So you know, on all the major banks, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, all of them, Chase, they're all saying a recession's coming. The only question is it going to be a minor recession or is it going to be full-blown Armageddon? I'm guessing somewhere in between. But the Democrats own this. You know, their policies have been pushing the spending, which has exacerbated inflation. Housing is cratering in some areas of the country, in others it's just kind of flatlining. But you drove a truck for many, many years. You understand the auto industry probably very well. There's a lot of trucks that are sitting on the lots that aren't selling right now, and prices are collapsing. What does that tell you?
They own it. They own it, which, again, tees up things perfectly, really, as close to perfect as can be done for the Republicans to stand fast when it comes to the economy and to say, this isn't working, guys. We insist on a change. We insist on cutting spending. We insist on getting the foot of the government off the necks of entrepreneurs. That's what should happen. But, I mean, again, this is topsy-turvy land at this point, and it's beyond prediction unless we go by history. And that doesn't pretend well when it comes to the GOP actually doing that.
So you're on the front lines of you know, media, and you're hearing from small business owners who are your clients. What are they saying to you right now? What's the gist of what the feedback is regarding, you know, should we spend more? Should we spend less? Are we concerned? What are you hearing?
In my line of work right now, I sell a lot of airtime. And some of them, of course, this is, I'm in Florida now, and so things are seasonal. Right now is the lean time of the year prior to spring break. And so people are interested in spending some money, but not a great deal, for advertising just to try to make it through until the boom of spring and summer. But their cost of doing business has risen. The cost of getting goods that they need to either sell or to work, food, what have you, it is rising, and the ability of consumers to absorb that is limited. So they've got to raise their prices, but as we know, the spending power of the American citizen right now is dropping. So they're limited what they can do, as was reflected in the Christmas buying season, as you said. So
right.
It's a balancing act. These guys run on a high wire right now.
Are you hearing people concerned about the economy for the next year? Are they just pulling back, or is it just because it's a cyclical nature of your business
They are concerned. They are pulling back, and they don't think that it's going to get better anytime soon. A great many of them, and this crosses party lines. If you're in business for yourself, if you own your own business, if you're trying to survive, that is a bipartisan issue.
Yeah.
These folks are holding their breath, hoping against all the evidence that things will change with Congress, and particularly with respect to the 2024 elections. If it doesn't, then they're pulling back now, but it'll be a major reaction at that point.
Yeah, I think so as well. I'm certainly seeing that. And more importantly, I'm hearing from bankers that are becoming a lot more risk averse. So there's fewer loans that are being approved right now. And working capital is the liquidity. It's the lifeblood of many American businesses. And if people's lines of credit are going to be constricted and, all of a sudden people aren't able to borrow, that's going to spiral as well. And, going back to the political nature of all of this, this could have been prevented. I'm not saying COVID could have been prevented, but the response to COVID in the massive, the Federal Reserve had $6 trillion on their balance sheet at one point. It's absolutely insane what they've done to us. And going back to your point, do people understand that? Do they connect the dots here?
Some of them do. Some of them do. Now, and granted, when COVID started, we were in unknown. We were uncharted waters. We weren't sure. And so there was a lot of leeway given to being risk averse initially. Mm-hmm. But then, as you remember, forget who it was. Was it Carville? Someone said in the Clinton administration that never let a crisis go to waste. And so we sensed that coming on. You and I talked about it. I don't know if enough people.
That was Rahm Emanuel under Obama.
Yes. Right. Never let a crisis go to waste. And they certainly didn't. And it was a good chance for them to get as much control over the lives of citizenry as possible and then give as little back as possible. So you see in some places, particularly in the Northeast, particularly in blue states, where they are really reluctant to let loose these restrictions. In fact, they want to go back to them. Here in Florida, it's just the opposite. And if you've got a chance of surviving, this place in Texas are probably the places where you can go and actually have a chance at it.
We've got Dave Carter. You can find him at Dave Carter Online. You want to stick through the break and one more segment with us?
Absolutely. Glad to do that.
Perfect. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go away. We got some commercials, and we'll be right back to continue this fascinating discussion with Dave Carter here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Side Radio. Snap out of it, America. Why don't you stop just eating the junk food diet on the media that they're feeding you, getting fat and lazy and intellectually less curious by the day, and letting these people do what they do in Congress. And it's absolutely incredible to me that nobody else is calling them out. But Dave Carter certainly is, and you can find him at DaveCarterOnline.com. And also, he is a contributor and a featured writer for many years, and this is where Dave and I actually met, at ricochet.com, which is a great website. Everybody should go check that out as well. Dave, you know, in our last segment here, your last article that came up right at the end of the year, you called it To Dream the Impossible New Year's Resolution. And you talk about Reagan and some of the incredible speeches that he's made. You talked about Peter Robinson, who was his speech writer. I had Peter on several years ago on my show as well. He wrote the now famous, obviously much incredible speech, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. But you refer to Ronald Reagan's famous A Time for Choosing speech, which I think may be, outside going back to our founding fathers, maybe one of the greatest political speeches of our time, maybe modern history, maybe of all of history. Talk about, I want to end tonight because you and I have talked about, you know, the worry that we have that the country just isn't getting it. Talk about it from a positive standpoint, how we may be able to get it by just something simple and achievable, as you say, that could apply to Americans generally that you refer to in your speech and referring to the time, a time of choosing.
Well, one of the things that I talk about, and I was kind of piggybacking on something that Mark Twain talked about as well, that people have their public morals and then their private morals. And the problem is that while in private life, they take their, they treat people well, they live the golden rule and things of that nature. Then they go into the voting booth and try the best, their best to undo all of that. And they vote for people that they would not have run their family at all. They live within their means. They're honest. They believe in a fair day's wage for a fair day's work. And they vote for people who want to give away all the goods and then take their freedom along with it and purchase power. Speaking of the politicians, the corrupt politicians, and I'm from Louisiana, where they're so crooked that when they die, we have to screw them into the ground to bury them. So that's the kind of people that they vote for. Twain's point was that we really ought to practice the same set of morals. The ones that we have in our private lives, that should guide us in our public lives as well when we go into the voting booth. And I don't see any reason why that can't happen. If you run your home in a sane and conservative way, and most people do, then expect that your country will be run the same way. If you lock your doors at night because your home is sovereign, then insist that the country be secured and sovereign as well. There's not a disconnect there. These aren't two different topics. It's not apples and oranges. It's just basic good sense. So I'm hoping that people can at least embrace that.
You say, why shouldn't a citizen, as Twain posited, throw away his Christian public morals and carry his Christian private morals to the polls? So where is that disconnect today, and how do we get that connected back again for just common sense? It doesn't have to be Christian morals, why are people throwing away their common sense? Do they think that just money, this machine, this printing machine that the Congress and the Federal Reserve has just not turned off in the past 30 years is indefinite? Do they not understand it?
I think there's the old saying that if you rob Peter to pay Paul, you will always have Paul's vote. And there are enough people that are on the dole, for lack of a better way to put it, that they will, if not overwhelm, at least figure very heavily into the vote count. And I'm not sure exactly how that should be handled. You know, you mentioned Peter Robinson from a few moments ago, a friend of both of ours. And I asked him prior to the 2020 election, if things go the other way, and Biden takes this thing, what happens? What recourse do we have? And he suggested something that he referred to as something on the lines of political guerrilla warfare, which is you retreat to the local level. You exert your influence on local, county, state officials and try to get things done that way, which in large measure has happened here in Florida with Governor DeSantis. So that may be an option as well.
You know, that's absolutely... This is why we both respect him so much, Peter Robinson, saying that, because this is exactly what I'm hearing now. You're not going to beat the media. You're not going to beat academia. You're not going to beat the corporations and the sports teams in Hollywood. They are too entrenched, and academia is feeding these organizations and institutions, and it's just there's a tsunami of these woke ideology kids that are coming in, and you can't fight that, right? We can talk about it, we can point to it, we can laugh at it, we can create our memes, but they have such an influence over people. So the local, okay, whether it's you're talking about, obviously, city, county, community, teachers' boards, and the like, correct?
Right, that's correct, yeah.
So,
and there's no reason why... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, and there's no reason why?
There's no reason why that can't have an effect. And I would add to that something that was pretty popular several years ago. I think the movement is still afoot, and that's the Convention of States. And that may be a touchy subject, but it as a way for the states to say, no, the Constitution belongs to us and we can do this without the federal government being able to have a say in the situation.
So what happens, and I last read that 15 states are on a decades-long process to get rid of the state income tax, right? So over the next 10 years, there's going to be 15 additional states that are not going to have a state income tax. A lot of business-minded people are going to be moving to those states, especially from states like California and New York and Illinois. I mean, in California, it's 14%. Terrific. We're going to vote with our feet. But now all of a sudden, we've cocooned ourselves. We've given up the coastal states. We've given up the states with the big financial centers and the big academia and the big media centers. Doesn't that exasperate the problem?
I don't know, because that in turn relates back to democracy being different from the laboratory, the laboratory of the states.
Uh-huh.
If we look at certain things that work in one state, they may not work in another state. If people are voting with their feet, something obviously is going right in the place they're going to, and let the results speak for themselves.
Well, you certainly saw that with DeSantis, didn't you?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons why, when the time came to leave Memphis, I hightailed it down here.
Yeah.
It's a totally different world, and I think it's a good world to be in.
Yeah, the problem is that you can't have one great state and 49 others that are, being cast aside. And listen, you and I have spoken offline, and I've certainly been vocal about my opinions on this show for the past couple of years since the 2020 election. I don't think we're going back to normalcy when it comes to the elections. I think that we used to have to win by the margin of the cheat at 4%, and I think you and I have spoken about that over the years. I think it's now closer to 8 to 10% with the mail-in balloting and the like. What we saw in Florida was DeSantis reversing those corrupt vote-by-mail, voter-harvesting, drop-box measures, and the Republicans swept the entire state. But I don't see the appetite in other states. In fact, they're doubling down in certain states, aren't they?
Yeah, and if you go back to the laws as they were in effect prior to 2020, suddenly you're Jim Crow. It's amazing. But we knew that was going to happen, and we tried to warn people. I'm speaking specifically of you and I. Mm-hmm. We tried to warn people, and it didn't happen. So, reverting back to the guerrilla warfare of a locality, I don't know what other alternative we've had. It may be the best bad option that there is out there, unless, somebody's got another idea that stands a better chance.
Well, I have a tremendous amount of respect for your writing, and everybody should check you out at DaveCarterOnline.com, and check him out also out at Ricochet.com as well. He oftentimes makes what is known as the main feed over there, and he's got a great podcast. Everybody should check that out. Dave, tell everybody, where they can find you and what you've got upcoming here in the last minute.
Well, they can find me at DaveCarterOnline.com, of course, Ricochet.com. And also my little website, my little radio station, which has its own page at DaveCarterOnline.com. And I'm going to be doing, hopefully, a live version of the podcast in New Orleans at a Ricochet Gathering coming up in April. So stay tuned for more information on that. That could be fun.
Wow. That's fantastic. Dave, you are a prognosticator of prognosticators. You absolutely have your finger on the pulse or the thumb on the pulse of where this country is going. And I know that you and I, we've kind of backed off a little bit in just pushing ourselves out there with our opinions. But I think it's important that we still have a voice, and doing what you do, you still got your podcast going. You've had some great guests. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend, because people need it. And you are one of the most talented guys with the best radio voice. So keep on keeping on, my friend. I greatly appreciate everything.
You're very kind. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We'll talk again soon, Dave. And folks, don't go away. We'll be back after the top of the hour. News, weather, traffic, weather, traffic, news. Top of the hour. We'll be back. We've got another great guest coming up here at Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Two more hours. Don't go away. We'll be right back.